flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Pat Tomasulo.
Well, look, I've had a good run.
You're the oldest. We could eliminate you. Tribute to Cyrus would go on. They'd find somebody else.
Hey, wait a minute.
Afternoons on the Score.
Fairbairn knocks it through. We go quick to break. You know why? Because on the other side, it's a kickoff. We're going to watch another kickoff. Joe Buck selling you the dynamic kickoff. Kick, push.
He is trying to sell you that. Lupe would never try and sell you that. But Speaks, we had this on the docket for today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that I've been wanting to talk about it for the last couple of days, right?
Yeah.
I literally got an email while we were talking with John from the NFL.
The NFL emails you a lot.
Well, I'm on their emailing list.
Oh, that's why.
That's why.
I thought you guys had a thing.
No. Well, there was that one time. There was that one time where
and I thought it was
I
weird
got a talking to.
When the NFL said that they needed help through a Nigerian prince.
Something like that. Yep, there it is.
That's the sound of the email alert that Lawrence gets.
Yeah. So
what are they saying to
well,
you?
Well, they send an email today, and they were talking about how this is like one of the healthiest seasons that they've ever had.
Oh, yeah. I saw concussions are down 17%.
Concussions decreased 17% compared to last season and 12% compared to 2021 through 2023 season averages. Jeff Miller, who is the NFL Executive Vice President overseeing player health and safety, said, "Today is an important milestone, but not the end of our work. Through improved equipment, rules, modifications, and continued cultural change, we will make the game safer and more exciting." The next paragraph says, dynamic kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
The new dynamic kickoff rule worked as intended. Returns increased 57% in the regular season, and there were 7 kickoff returns for touchdowns, the most since 2021. Then they went on to tout all of the injury data, because a lot of people were concerned that's where a lot of big collisions were happening.
I get it.
And this is part of the reason that they made the change.
And I thought it was going to be a lot more exciting in terms of like wacky plays and fun plays and long returns. And it didn't actually pan out like that, but I still thought it was an improvement.
I don't know if I'm ready to call it an improvement from an aesthetic standpoint. And they do have the statistics to back up. You had more returns. There were touchdowns that were made and all of it. I know this is very get off my lawn, and as I've grown my gray beard in, it makes more sense.
You also don't like analytics.
No, I do.
Football, you don't.
I really don't. Football. It's a lot of interdependency that would render a lot of those things moot.
I get that. Didn't mean to take it. I was just talking to the guy on his lawn, but go ahead.
Sorry.
And a one-year contract means the same thing to a manager as it does to a player. There's not a lot of faith there.
That's right, Art Howe.
Philip Seymour Holmes.
All right, I'll take that.
Yeah.
Make it rain. So I don't like this.
You don't like the kickoff?
I don't. I've tried to get down with it. Kaylin Kaler was on Football Night in Chicago, and she broke it all down to me, and I was like you. I was like, oh, there might be some opportunities for some exciting things to happen because of the landing zone and all that stuff. I just don't like it. And I know that it's probably safer for everyone, and I do care about player safety.
So what don't you like aesthetically? That the fact that they're not running full speed at each other? You got used to that feeling of seeing the collisions?
It's not even the collisions. It's almost just like...
the energy of it.
Yeah, it's kind of gone, and you see these kickoffs, and then everyone's just kind of there. And now we can all move. And it's, I don't know, I don't dig it. And I thought I would.
Uh-huh. I was not bothered by it in that way. It's a weird first.
What is, Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Split second, when you see everyone just standing there and waiting, and you see the first, 30 yards, 35 yards of the field just empty.
Yeah.
Like, it's weird. It's a weird look, and it's a weird start. I think you could train yourself to look away for a split second and not...
I'm hideous. Look away.
Not get that first effect, because I did not find the same lack of aesthetics that you did. Once the returner gets up to the area where he catches up to the rest of his team... and like they enter the picture, then I felt like I was watching a kickoff. I was okay. Yeah, there is that split second where you don't see anybody, and then the next split second you don't see the full speed abandon, that like that recklessness. But that's the price, the smallest price. Think about the price that you're paying, Lawrence, for the health and well-being of 70% of the humans.
I know.
Around whose lives you make a living, sir.
I do, and I care about players.
I know
more,
you do.
More than most.
So sacrifice that moment. Suck it up. Don't make it about you.
Yeah, you're probably
sacrifice right. Sacrifice that moment and live in the discomfort briefly, and then try to get back on board with the play.
And maybe I'm spoiled too, because I cover the entire Devin Hester run. So when you're used to that, when you're used to, man, something cool's getting ready to happen. No, Devin's back.
Really, honey, it's not all about you.
Thank you, Pat.
You're right.
But
you're right,
Pat. I understand, though, because who's the kicker for the Chiefs or the kick returner for the Chiefs? I forget
Dante
his name.
Hall?
No. The one now.
Oh.
The one now that they grabbed midseason.
Not Mecole Hardman.
No, because they grabbed him midseason and he came on and he had a big return for them, I believe, in the AFC Championship. I'm thinking
of a guy.
Of a guy.
Pat says Nico Remigio.
Isn't
that right, Pat?
That's it. That's exactly it. Mr. Remigio, I assume he goes by.
Yeah, we did pick him up halfway through, and Nico, Mr. Remigio's done a great job for us. Had a 44-yard return last week.
See?
Makes it a lot easier for me, I'll tell you that.
But Pat, to Lawrence's point, it didn't look like he was going that fast.
No, I mean, he's not really going that fast. Definitely not as fast as Mr. Hardman would go, and we would love to have him back and healthy and back on the team, but Mr. Remigio's been doing a great job for us.
Yeah.
And his nice Italian roots.
It felt obvious you guys already had a Remigio's restaurant in the stadium.
We do,
It's nice to have a player to go along with that brand.
Yeah, if the Italians, they're not really used to running from anyone.
Careful, Pat.
He hasn't evolved to being that fast.
Is that Pat or Brittany?
Put him on a ship and let him take over someone's land, and maybe he'll be a little bit quicker.
I like that Pat has his own interviewer. He's got his own handler.
I'm like Jim Gray.
Jim Beige.
Yeah.
Jim Beige. He's there. Yeah, Mr. Remigio. Everybody raving about what a good kick returner he is. I'm like, that guy didn't look that fast. To your point, Lawrence. But yeah, I think the key is, I'm sorry for your aesthetic discomfort.
Yeah.
But you got to just live with it. You have to.
I love everything else about the game, and I'm just like, I hate this.
You got to learn to accept it.
I hate
it. It's a little something. You living with that discomfort is a gift that you're giving to the brains of
the
football players.
You're right, and that's the way that I should look at it. It sucks, but it does go to the greater good of players being able to play longer, make more money, which I'm all for.
And a kickoff still existing.
Yeah, and there's still exciting plays on kickoffs.
There can be.
All right. I appreciate the therapy session on
no
this.
Problem. $20 copay. You can just use it towards pizza.
Oh, sweet.
Mm-hmm.
There's some pizzas left over at BBM.
How long is too long?
7 hours, 6-7 hours probably, right?
I think that's what, 11:30 or noon pizza delivery over there?
Yeah.
It's about 4 o'clock, so 4 hours.
Can you? Probably, right?
Yeah, I think you're still good.
Okay. When we come back, we'll ask Dave Wanstead about Jimmy Johnson's restaurant that Spiegs went to has a review of.
Uh-oh, I have to tell him now.
Next on The Score.